I'm Carolyn Cooper, and today I want to have an honest conversation about anxiety or worry. As a Christian, I know the verses in Scripture that tell us not to worry, and I'm very familiar with the verse that tells us to cast our anxieties on Him, that is, our Lord Jesus Christ, because He cares for us. I know the verses, I believe the verses, I pray the verses, but I have to be real. I have to be honest. For me, knowing and believing those verses has not made me immune to having anxiety or worry. Knowing and believing those verses has not been a guarantee that I would never have anxiety or worry, because I do. And I've been struggling a bit lately. That's one reason I have chosen this topic for the next couple of podcasts. But I do believe that God keeps His promises. I do believe He can and will remove those anxious thoughts. He will remove your worry. But sometimes we have to find ways to persevere before that happens. That's what this episode is about. Hi, this is Carolyn Cooper, and welcome to the Mental Health and Faith, A Closer Look podcast and YouTube show. There will be lots of information on this episode in the show notes, and for more information on me and my ministry in God's Corner, check out my website. That's www.ingodscorner.org. Now sit back and enjoy the show. Anxiety and worry are emotions, like sadness, like grief, like joy and excitement, happiness. Anxiety and worry are emotions. They are not sinful in and of themselves. That is so important to know, because again, in this honest conversation we're having, sometimes the church has made people feel sinful simply for having those emotions of anxiety and worry. Because the Bible is clear that God doesn't want us to experience those emotions. Those are broken emotions. And He does. God does have the power to help us overcome them. But in and of themselves, it is not a sin to be anxious or worried. That's so important that you understand. However, if your anxiety or worry causes you to think or say or do something outside of God's plan, outside of His ways, then yes, they can cause you to sin. They can cause you to be separated from the Lord. And we don't want that, do we? What I hope to do today is give you some suggestions for how you can persevere through being anxious or worried, or to reduce the risk of having that anxiety to begin with, to reduce your risk of it. So that's what we're going to do, and we are going to turn to Scripture. Tip number one for persevering through anxiety is to keep your eyes on the Lord. And why does that help? Well, I'm going to tell you, but first we're going to look at a scripture, and that is Matthew 6:33. You'll have to excuse me, I'm having some glasses issues, and so I'll be swapping in and out a little bit as I read. I'm going to be using the New Living Translation today for all of the verses that I read. So Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need." Now, we know when we take the context of all of Scripture together, we know that doesn't mean we get everything we want, okay? We get everything we need. And I believe that having everything we need means that God provides. Like, I hope He is providing this program to you today to help you with your struggles of anxiety or worry. Keeping our eyes on Him is the first thing that we can do to reduce that anxiety that's in our lives. And there are three ways that I suggest you keep your eyes on Him. The first thing I suggest you do to keep your eyes on the Lord is to have some daily quiet time. If you've never done this, I really encourage you, even if it's only 2 or 3 minutes, when you first wake up, before you get out of bed, acknowledge the Lord's presence in your life. As you're falling asleep, say a nighttime prayer. It can be that simple. One thing I do that I really recommend is to use the ACTS prayer model. I think it's a great model of prayer, and I know it has really enriched my life, and especially when I am having those moods. When I am having those moods, it helps me focus. The A is for adoration. Start by acknowledging who God is. And you know what? God has already won the battle. Everything we are experiencing here is temporary. He's already won. We have an eternal future waiting for us where we won't worry. There'd be no reason to worry. Where all our tears will be dried, it will be perfection. So starting with adoration of the Lord reminds you of that. That's a big stress reducer right there, isn't it? To know that there is an eternal future. So A, adoration. C, confession. This is where you have an opportunity to tell God, hey, I'm sorry I did that. Forgive me for doing that. Whatever it happens to be. And, you know, ask God to bring to mind places in your life where you need to be forgiven or where you need to seek forgiveness from other people. Again, another big stress reducer is to clear your conscience. You are loved. You will be forgiven when you turn away from that sin. Confess to the Lord. The T is for thanksgiving. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving just naturally flows right after that because we are so thankful. We should be so thankful for what Jesus has done for us. He has made a way for us to have a relationship with Him and His Father, to have the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us. It's time to be thankful for what He has done and for the gifts He has given us. And after expressing thanksgiving, the S is for a word that you don't hear probably any other place, supplication. And that's just kind of a fancy religious word that means ask for what you need. Okay? This is where, after everything else, after you have that focus on the Lord and your relationship with Him, then you say, and by the way, God, please take this anxiety away from me. Take away my worries. And God will hear you. Now, as I said, being real, it doesn't mean things are going to automatically evaporate right away. They might. That would be amazing. It would be wonderful. And that might happen for you. I hope it does. But if it doesn't, you can still move forward. You can still move through that anxiety. Another way, so that's having quiet time. Another way to keep your eyes on the Lord is probably one of those duh moments. Reading the Bible. Find those verses, not verses that will cause you to feel convicted or ashamed or anything like that, because it is possible, unfortunately, to pull verses out without any context, without any study, pull verses out that can put yourself down. and make you feel worse. Don't do that. When you are anxious and worried, pick scriptures that remind you of who God is and what He has done in the past, what He can do in the future. Scriptures from the Psalms that give you comfort and encouragement. Also, pull up some scriptures, again, primarily in the Psalms, where people have their own complaints, where they're crying out to God for Him to remove their pain. God wants us to be honest with Him. And scripture can be so comforting when we read of someone else complaining to the Lord. But it's always followed by blessing the Lord, by praising Him, by saying, okay, I've vented now. Now I'm going to remember that You are God and I am not. And I'm going to have some examples, scriptures. I'm going to have lots of information in the show notes to help you with these activities, by the way. So have some quiet time. Get into the Bible. And the third way of keeping your eyes on the Lord is to worship. This, I actually work part-time outside of this ministry, and I have like a 30-minute drive every day to and from work. On the way there, I am always worshiping. It's the best way I can start my day is through, I listen to Christian music, contemporary Christian music. Listen, you can listen to anything that brings you closer to the Lord and where you can feel in His presence, whether it's hymns, instrumental music, whatever it is that works for you. Have some time where you are worshiping and praising the Lord simply because of who He is and what He has done for you in your life. So, tip number one was to keep your eyes on the Lord. Tip number two is to take care of yourself. Now that should be a no-brainer, but why is it that we have so much trouble taking care of our needs, of our own needs? I think sometimes as Christians, we know that God desires us to follow Jesus' example. Jesus was selfless. He looked to meet the needs of other people. He always put others ahead of Himself, and He wants us to follow that example. But you can do that. You can be loving. You can have a servant heart. You can follow Jesus' example, but still meet your own needs so that you can be effective in your Christian life. The first thing I recommend as far as taking care of yourself is to set good boundaries. Learn how to say no once in a while. That's okay. You don't have to take on every task or responsibility or activity that comes your way. Be discerning. Pray over what things to take on in your life so that you're not overwhelmed by activity. You might need to set boundaries regarding people in your life. If there is someone that continually causes you to be anxious or upset, you may want to consider how much time you spend with that person. I know it's hard to set boundaries. It's not an easy thing. But it's necessary for your own mental health and well-being. The next thing I recommend is to take what I call a wellness break. For me, my wellness break is also my lunch break. When I get home from my job, I work 8 to noon every day outside of doing my ministry work. When I get home about 12:30-ish, 12:45, I always give myself at least 30 minutes to calm myself, to regroup. Sometimes I watch a show, a cooking show or a music show or something like that. Sometimes I read, sometimes I do a puzzle or do some coloring. Something just to totally wind down without any thoughts or responsibilities. Something just to help me breathe and relax. That's so important to regroup with yourself so that you can approach the next thing that needs to be done. The third thing is to train yourself not to dwell on things you cannot change. This is so important because I used to really have problems with this. If you are dwelling on things, if you are bringing to mind situations that you have no control over and that you can't change, you're just wasting your energy and you're putting the stress on yourself. Be able to accept things in your life that you cannot change. Accept them as things you can't change and focus on things that you can. So to take care of yourself, set boundaries, take wellness breaks, and don't dwell on things that you can't change. The third and final way to reduce stress and anxiety and worry is to enjoy God's creation. Look at the sunrise. Open your windows. It's almost spring. Listen to the birds singing. Enjoying creation around us is a wonderful way of setting things to the side and enjoying the beauty of this world. Even in the middle of our stress and anxiety, enjoy the beauty of this world. Now, I want to go back to the Bible and remember Matthew 6:33. That we read to get this whole thing started, said, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. That verse is buried in a passage where Jesus is teaching about worry, anxiety. He's teaching about that. And that reminder to seek him first is buried in the middle of that, or actually towards the end of that. I want to take the time to read that entire teaching of Jesus on worry. And hopefully this will give you some encouragement. Jesus said, "That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink, or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food, and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wild flowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else. Live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. You see, Jesus did not say it's a sin to worry. He didn't say you won't worry. He said don't worry. And that's what we're trying to learn to do today. I'm giving you some tips to try to help you when you get worried or anxious. Tips that can help you work through those emotions. Jesus reinforced the fact that worry and trouble and anxiety and things like that are going to happen in this world because it's a hard place to live. And he confirmed that again when he was talking to his disciples on the last night before he was betrayed. And I'm going to read John 16, verses 31 through 33. Jesus asked, "Do you finally believe? But the time is coming, indeed it's here now, when you will be scattered, each one going his own way, leaving me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world." You see, there is something that needs to be overcome. For me, lately, it's been that anxiety. It's been the worry. And maybe you're going through that right now. But the good news is Jesus has overcome the world. Past tense. He has overcome it by his sacrifice on the cross for us. If you're worried, if you're anxious, if you're upset, if you're having those emotions and you're feeling overwhelmed, yes, you can trust the Lord to take those, to calm your heart, to calm your spirit. And while you may have to wait for that to happen, there are things you can do. Seek the Lord above all else. Take care of yourself. Enjoy God's creation. Next time, we'll continue this discussion on anxiety and how we can work through it. I hope you'll join me. And please subscribe and share this important lesson with others. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And don't forget, there's even more information in the show notes. You'll want to check those out. Now, please join the conversation on mental health and faith. Leave your comments or send me an email with your thoughts, questions, or suggestions. I really look forward to hearing from you. May God bless your journey.